Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heartblend Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on chakra wellness for sensitive souls. So welcome, welcome. I'm so happy and excited that you're here. Welcome to the love tribe. We are talking all about chakra wellness in this series, and I'm really excited to dive in and talk more about it. So today we are talking about the signs that you need to give your chakras a little love and attention. Okay. All right. So overall, the biggest sign that your chakras need your attention is that you feel a lot of resistance. You feel very blocked within yourself. And I had experienced this recently. Now, what I will say is that it is actually a little bit of a sign that you're about to turn a new page. But when we are in this space, it can be very easy for us to go in a totally different direction than where we're supposed to. And we may turn to fear and suppression and not really move forward. So if you feel a sense of feeling blocked, feeling a lot of resistance, feeling like you're struggling, feeling like you're trying to move forward, but you're not making any progress at all. If you feel almost out of control from your life. Now, we know that we don't have full control over everything in the universe, but if you have the feeling of feeling out of control, or you feel chaotic, or you don't know what's going on from each day to day, you feel like you're going crazy and you feel very reactive to your environment. You feel reactive to the people around you. This is definitely a sign that we need to give our chakras some love and some attention because we're out of alignment with ourselves. If you feel like you're not present, if you feel like you don't exist, but you're here at the same time, definitely need to give our chakras some attention. So a really good sign that our chakra is doing well is when we are feeling present, when we feel seen, when we feel heard, when we feel like I'm here, right? I am here right now. My presence is in deep existence and people know that I'm here. When we feel invisible, and not by choice, but we feel like everyone and everything around us just passes us by. It's not a good feeling. It's really not. And I don't want anybody to feel like that. So if this is something that, you know, you've been feeling lately or feeling like your life doesn't matter or feel like you don't matter, like, ugh, if I wasn't here right now, like no one would even notice. We definitely want to give our chakras some attention and wellness, right? Another sign that your chakras need your attention is that you feel really disconnected. You feel like it's really hard to connect to other people. And sometimes you don't feel connected to yourself. You almost feel so robotic. You feel like you are going through the motions. You are checking off the boxes and you just don't even feel alive. You feel like you've turned off something in you and you're kind of just moving through life on autopilot. That's a sign that we need to give our chakras some attention. Another sign that we need to give our chakras some attention is if we're struggling with low self-esteem and low confidence, and sometimes we try to overcompensate for that by doing all these other things that just lead us down the wrong path, and we have a deep sense of insecurity, and we all have insecurities to some degree, but if you feel like your insecurities within yourself are so strong, you just feel riddled with shame. You feel riddled with a feeling of rejection that you don't even show up. That's when we need to really give our chakras some attention. And when it comes to caring for the chakras and healing the chakras, It's a little bit of a different process because sometimes we need some real deep, deep healing, like doing a little maintenance. When I think of chakra wellness, I think of chakra wellness maintenance, right? It's just about maintaining it and giving some attention to it. But sometimes we need like a really good deep healing. And don't worry, I'm going to cover that in later series and episodes. But if that's something that you feel you really do need, head to HeartBlend Academy and we can jump on a 15-minute discovery call and talk more about that. So if you find yourself with major blockages, feeling like you're being kept away from your birthright as a human being to feeling love, deep love, to feeling abundance and wealth and prosperity, to feeling wonderful, vibrant health, then we need to do some deep chakra healing, okay? Another sign that your chakras need your attention is that you feel afraid to be with yourself. You find every reason under the sun to avoid being alone, to avoid sitting with yourself. You avoid doing anything that's introspective. You avoid journaling or just sitting with yourself or going to a therapist and saying, hey, I've recognized that I do certain things and I don't know why. When we feel really resistant to that because we're afraid of what we may learn about ourselves, then we definitely need to practice some chakra wellness. There is some deeper healing that needs to take place there. Another sign that our chakras need our attention is if you are experiencing lots of different kinds of ailments. So for me in the past, whenever I would go through, you know, maybe a very strong negative emotion or strong traumatic or stressful moment or event in my life, I noticed very soon after I would develop some kind of ailment or condition that just seemed to come out of nowhere. Like everything was fine and now I got all these ailments. Like what's going on with that? So that lets me know, oh, I need to do some chakra work, right? So if you were doing fine for a good while and now all of a sudden you have a new ailment that you don't know where it came from. You are trying everything under the sun to get better, but nothing seems to be working. We need to give our chakras some attention. It's time for a little chakra wellness. Another sign that our chakras need our attention is that whenever someone says anything or they suggest something or they mention something to us and we get really defensive on things or we communicate in a very defensive way or we get very snappy or irritable with people, you definitely want to give some attention to our chakras. And even though we may be expressing irritability or expressing that sense of defensiveness, it's really the lower chakras that we need to give some attention to. You may think that it's going to just be the throat chakra that needs some assistance, but what we find is that it's usually the lower chakras, usually going to be something to do with the heart, usually going to be something to do with the solar plexus, or have something to do with our own beliefs and our foundation within ourselves. So we definitely want to give some attention to all of our chakras because you can't have one without the other. They all depend on each other and they all create this natural flow within you. And the last sign that your chakras need your attention is that you cannot, for the life of you, figure out your purpose. You feel purposeless. You feel like you aren't contributing anything to this world. You feel useless and unworthy. When we feel like this, our chakras definitely need our attention. Now, with that, typically we might feel shameful that we haven't figured out what we want to do or how we can contribute to the rest of the world or how we can share a purpose or anything beyond the day-to-day activities, right? And sometimes it also depends on where you are in your life. And sometimes we may think that we are not purposeful or we are not useful, but we are always purposeful just by being in existence. You don't have to necessarily do anything in order to fulfill a purpose. You existing alone is purposeful. There are so many facets and pieces to you that make you an entire experience for someone, and that is valuable. However, if you feel like what you're doing in life is not in alignment with you, if you feel like I want to do more, I have the desire to do more, I have the desire to connect deeper, I have the desire to contribute, to give, to do something more than what I'm doing. If you have that desire and you don't know what to do, then we need to give a little attention to our chakras, because more than likely, we may need to spend a little more time with ourselves. We may need to connect on a deeper level spiritually. We may need to move our bodies a little bit more. We may need to really connect deeper to our heart's desire. Really depends on what is going to be best for you. But if you're feeling that, which a lot of people are, even for myself, I felt that for a while. And I was like, I don't know. I feel clueless. Nobody wants to feel clueless. Even if, yes, my existence makes me purposeful, I get that, but I don't feel it, right? We want to feel it. Even if it's something super small or simple, being able to give back and contribute is so rewarding and fulfilling for our heart, for our mind, and for our overall energy. We all love to feel purposeful and feel like we matter. So if you feel like you don't matter, then we want to give a little love to ourselves, right? Okay. All right. So there are, of course, many, 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 many more signs that your chakras need your attention. But overall, if you don't feel like yourself, if you feel disconnected, if you feel sick or you're dealing with certain conditions or ailments, if you feel disconnected, honestly, if you just feel any sense of uncomfortability, then your chakras need a little attention. Okay? All right. Well, thank yourself for showing up today. And thank you so much for tuning in to Heart Blend Podcast.